بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه دفع مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم عرفة فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وراءه زجرا شديدا وضربا وصوتا بالإبل فأشار بصوته إليهم وقال أيها الناس عليكم بالسكينة فإن البر ليس بالإيضاع رواه البخاري وروى مسلم بعده This chapter which we started some time back a brief chapter which deals with the encouragement that is given to approach our salah, to approach the majalis, the gatherings of knowledge, and other types of ibadat. Our approach, our demeanor, our manner, our composure should be with what is called sakina and waqar, that is with dignity and with composure. There should be a certain level of decorum in the manner in which we approach our ibadat. As we mentioned previously, just to recap, the hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned first in this chapter was when the salah has started, then don't run to catch the salah. Rather walk. Walk with calmness, with dignity, with composure. Whatever you get, you get. Whatever you have missed, you will complete it thereafter. Because from the time you leave your house to proceed for salah, it is as if you are in salah. We dealt with that matter in length, quite a detailed discussion. But from this we can understand what the mansha and objective of this particular chapter is. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that once we were returning with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We left, it was the day of Arafah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard behind him zajran shadidan wa dharban wa sawtan bil ibil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel. They had left Arafah. Just to refresh our memories when it comes to the performance of Hajj, Arafah occurs in the 9th of Zulhijjah. Wukuf of Arafah starts from the time of Zawal, that is from midday, right up till sunset. After sunset, the Hujjaj leave Arafah and they proceed to Muzdalifah. Wukuf of Muzdalifah occurs after the time of Subah Sadiq till sunrise. So you'll find that this entire huge majma leaves Arafah on that night. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ Allah Ta'ala says, when you make ifadah, when you leave from Arafah, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ So this movement in the farewell hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the camel. And whilst he is proceeding from Arafah, now with such a huge crowd, there is always an element of urgency to leave Arafah quickly after sunset so that you can make it for the wukuf of Muzdalifah. Because the staying in Muzdalifah, like we mentioned, the wajib wukuf starts at the time of Subah Sadiq and from, in other words, dawn. And some time has to be spent in Muzdalifah before sunrise. So now Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this huge majma of sahaba exceeding 100,000, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Arafah and he can hear behind him some sort of commotion. The narrator Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma describes it. He says, a loud rebuke, dharban, some animal was being struck, a blow. And as a repercussion of that blow, the sound that an animal makes when it is receiving a beating. In other words, some Sahaba in their haste to proceed from Arafah to Muzdalifah, they actually beat the camel, hit the camel so that it would go faster. In response to that, the camel made the sound that an animal will make when it receives a beating. So there was this commotion that had occurred, which, like we mentioned, the riwayat is mentioned, Zajaran Shadidan wa Darban wa Sotan bil Ibil. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed with his whip, in other words, the whip of his camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this commotion happening behind him, he pointed with the whip of his camel towards them. And he said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, alaykum bis sakina, remain calm, keep your sakina, waqar, composure, dignity. Fainnal bir laysa bil ida, it is not an act of virtue to proceed in haste. Now the word al bir in this hadith, one context it may refer to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage about, and what the Quran also tells us. Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat, in the verses of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala speaks about Hajj, we find in Hadith and in Quran encouragement is given to what is called Hajj Mabrur. That when you make Hajj, make what is called Mabrur Maqbool Hajj. Sahaba, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا بِرُّ الْحَجِّ, Ya Rasulullah, what is Mabrur Hajj? What constitutes the word bir? Technically, if you translate it, it means piety, virtue. So what constitutes a pious Hajj? In other words, that Hajj which is matlub, that Hajj which is maqsood, which is desired by Allah Ta'ala. Why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hajj al-Mabroor laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. Al-Hajj al-Mabroor laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah. One is to just translate this expression, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-Jannah, there is no other recompense for this but Jannah. That translation doesn't truly put in the heart the actual mode of expression, the explanation of the mode of expression that is found in this hadith. لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ, in other words, don't even entertain the thought of anything else. This man is a jannati. This is the emphasis with which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the virtue of making what is called Mabrur Hajj. So Sahaba asked, Wama Birrul Hajj, Ya Rasulullah, what constitutes Hajj Mabrur? How do I make a Hajj Mabrur? I mentioned this many times before. Our perception and understanding of Shariat and Deen would have been this response: the Hajj where you make lot of ibadat, lot of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even abstain from sins, etc. But in the context of this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. He said, إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ وَطِيبُ الْكَلَامُ. What makes your hajj mabrur? Feed people. Be generous. طِيبُ الْكَلَامُ. Control your tongue. Speak sweetly. Don't hurt or injure the feelings of people. So in other words, the whole emphasis was placed on your dealing with others. Now if you extend that meaning further, and this word bir in the context of leaving Arafah refers to what is Hajj Mabrur, then not only as Muslims are we taught that it is an act of piety, it is an act of virtue, it is meritorious, your Hajj will be made by you being kind and compassionate with your fellow human beings. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was his rahmat and mercy, that he extended this to animals also. Don't unnecessarily hurt any animal also in your Hajj. Conduct of a Muslim is such. Islam, the word Islam comes from salam. Salam means peace. One is, one meaning is peace. Deeper meaning is security. In other words, everyone is safe. Everyone is safe. A Muslim does not pose a threat. He doesn't pose a threat not to his fellow Muslim. He doesn't pose a threat even to an animal. So to this extent, the legacy of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayyuhan nas alaykum bis-sakina. A place of crowding, a place where there is a very real danger of stampeding occurring. And we find that over the years, how many times this type of thing has happened? Wanton destruction, stampede, etc., where women and children are harmed, when pushing and shoving occurs in Arafah, in Muzdalifah, in Tawaf, etc. People forget where they are, they forget their behavior. Human beings start behaving, na'uzu billah, like animals. 14 centuries ago already, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Shariat was right up till Qiyamah, in a place of crowding, in a place where there are women and children, they are weak, they are infirm, they are sick, they are disabled, they are elderly. The Haji is cautioned, alaykum bis sakina. Keep your composure and your dignity all the time. It is not an act of virtue. Laysal bir. It's not an act of piety. It is not bir of Hajj. In the context of Hajj, that you hasten. Laysa bil idha. Idha means to rush and run. And we find up till today, Allah forgive us, generally what they call crowd mentality. We find this bimari is present, very, very prevalent even up till now amongst the Hujjaj. This inclination or this, what we call this desire to run, be hasty, get it over with. Zulma Ibrahim Sahab, Ibrahim Devla Sahab, down Barakatuh, now on his safar. Elders left yesterday for Kenya, Allah accept their safar. When we find that this, many times he mentioned this in his bayans. He said that today our ibadat has become what we call sarsari. Now if you look at the Urdu word sarsari, it comes from sar. Sar in Urdu means head. In other words, get it over with. Like some burden, some bodge that's sitting on your head, just move it off. Fajr namaz went finished now. What kind of namaz did we read? Did we just discharge Allah's command? Or was there sakina? Was there waqar? Was there khushu? Was there khudu? Was there the inclination of the heart? Did we remember Allah properly? Did we discharge that salah in a beautiful manner? We are taught the dua after salah. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. This is an emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every salah, would make this dua. This hadith also passed. Allahumma inni, O Allah, help me, ala dhikrika, in your remembrance, wa shukrika, in making your shukr. And the third thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would ask after every salah, O Allah, help me, husni ibadatik, to make your ibadat in a beautiful manner. Ihsan, husn, beauty, presented to Allah in a manner that is beautiful. So like our Fajr salah, like that, everything in Shariat, beautify it. When it comes to your clothing, you want it beautiful. You want the best of food, you want the best of house, you want best of everything else. Make your ibadat also the best. Coming back to this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ayyuhan nas alaykum bis sakina." O Hujjaj, and then "Ayyuhan nas." He didn't say "Ayyuhal Hujjaj." I am saying because he left Arafah. But the hadith, "Ayyuhan nas." O humanity, O my ummat, alaykum bis sakina. Don't lose your composure and your dignity. It is not an act of piety that you discharge Allah's commands in haste. Do it with composure, do it with dignity. This is conducive towards concentration in your ibadat. Whether it is Hajj, whether it is Salah, whether it is any other act of ibadat. And with this one very, very important lesson we learn in the context of this hadith, that in harm, in your haste to discharge Allah's command, don't cause taklif. Park your car in such a way that you are not causing takleef. Walk into the masjid in such a way that you are not causing takleef. Put your shoes in such a place that you are not causing takleef. Everything about you, if you are not allowed to cause takleef to an animal, how is it going to be allowed to cause takleef to your fellow human being? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even don't harm the camel unnecessarily when carrying out Allah's ibadat. Don't hurt an animal. So in other words, more important that do not hurt your fellow human being. Allah give us tawfiq.